Hi, Denzel. How are you?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So I know that you've been talking here with Victor, my representative, and he does a really great job explaining the outline of the program. But he did want me to go over, the pricing and details. He was requesting, in fact, a new in business rate for you. I believe you mentioned you just started the business. Is it this year?
Yes.
Wow, congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank
So,
you.
you're welcome. And I'm reading through the notes, but I did want to address, he mentioned that you had a question about your Google Business Profile.
Yeah, like my listing or whatever on Google. I'm having a hard time getting that set up. I have
Verified?
all of the stuff in. Yeah, verified. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. So are you trying to do like the video verification? Is that what you've been trying to do? Is that where you're
Yeah,
getting
it's not giving me any other options.
from? Okay. Yeah, well, let me tell you. You and there's others too that kind of have that. It doesn't give you like options, but we help our clients as well with getting you through that process because Google, it is something that Google's requiring now, right? Everything's going digital, so we can help you with that. Definitely. It's part of what we do. So you've gotten that started and then just having issues with that. What other marketing aside from that are you also, trying to utilize to, I guess, to generate more business?
I use Yelp, Angie's List, and Thumbtack.
Okay. Oh, good, good. Good directories. How are they working so far? Or too soon to tell?
They're starting to pick up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just kind of too soon to tell, really.
Okay. So Yelp, Angie's, and then also Thumbtack. Okay.
Correct.
Now with all of these, you're paying on the per lead. I know Yelp. Are you doing Yelp ads with Yelp? Or
I
is it just a
canceled
free
it,
listing?
the Yelp ad.
Okay.
I'm doing the free listing and then the nearby job,
Oh,
and I got
okay.
paid per lead.
Okay, and then Angie's, you're doing the pay per lead with them, I'm assuming?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And then with Thumbtack, I think it's more like a bidding system, right? Okay, so bidding on jobs. Okay. All right. So, what about Facebook though? Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
Oh yes, I always forget that. I am advertising on there. That's where I have my ads running
Oh,
and
good.
everything.
How do you like the Facebook ads?
I like it. I have ads running on Facebook and then on Google. I have Google
Okay.
ads.
Which one do you like best?
Honestly, I think that's too soon to tell.
Okay.
This is my first week full time. And so,
Well.
yeah, so
Okay.
still getting
So,
my name out there.
of course. Now, on your Facebook ads, Denzel, what have you allocated to the Facebook ads?
I think it's like $10 a day or something like that.
Okay.
Or $11 a day.
Okay. And on your Google ads?
Same thing.
Same thing? Okay. So, let me tell you. We assist with all Google products, Google Guaranteed, Google Local Map, getting verified, creating profiles, optimizing, managing them. We also do Facebook ads and Google ads. Okay. The difference with us, like if we run those ads for you, what you would be paying is a fixed flat rate and our program's month to month. There's no contract. So you're not incurring click fees because we're the ones that are incurring it. Okay?
Okay.
Because you'd be paying a flat rate. So there's a couple of options that you can go with. Now, I like the Facebook ads because they retarget. So even if someone does a search on Google, they don't call you, but they're on their Facebook page, they're going to see your ad appear, right? It's what's going to also help you reach more new clients. So now the website, you have the domain. Have you built the website yet on Wix?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the packages that I would recommend for you is our Platinum package that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that you would be paying, okay, would be $299 a month. And it'll come with just a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay, so what you're looking at is $398 to get it started. You pay $299 every month after that with no contracts, no click fees. Okay, you're not going to have additional click fees, nothing like that. It's a flat rate. But what we would do is allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads that we would manage. So this is why I say you don't incur the additional click fees. Now, those ads, we can use them to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. They could either, when they click on it, call you directly or go straight to your website, whichever you prefer. We're going to get you verified through Google, create your Google business profile, and then we're going to optimize it and manage it on the first page. Now, keep in mind, you're going to hold the ownership to both your Google business profile and to your Facebook page. We're just managers. Okay?
Okay.
And then we,
so
of course,
if I decided to, like,
to cancel
somebody within, yeah, they can take that over.
Yes. You would just say, hey, you know what? I decided, you know, I want to part ways. All I'm going to tell you is just make sure you call us at least 3 business days, you know, before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged.
Yeah.
We don't charge a cancellation fee. You know, but one thing I will say is we're going to ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, okay? So that's the only thing that we ask for. Now, in addition, okay, our directory submission, I'll tell you, is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So you already have a Yelp page. We're not going to create you a new one, okay? But, of course, we'll be managing your Facebook ads. We're not going to be posting on your Facebook, so I still encourage you, Denzel, to post on your Facebook, okay? Keep your content fresh. And then we'll cover the mobile platform. So, you know, whenever anyone's doing a search using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, well, they'll still find you on that first page of Google. So it's like covering all of your bases. It's the package that I would recommend for you to get started with, to be quite honest, because the conversion rate on those Facebook ads is like a 9% conversion rate. And I'll be honest with you, compared to Google ads are 4%. I'm not saying they don't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm not saying they don't work, okay? This is what they say. This is the statistics, right? This is the numbers that they give us. And that's across all industries. But keep in mind, the kind of business that you're in, you know what I mean, is plumbing, right? No one can go without it.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to sewer drains, like, it's got to be done now. So Google ads work really, really well, but they run on a rotation. And you can manage it on your own, too, if you went with a package where we're managing the Google ads, okay, again, you don't incur click fees, but then you're looking at that package. That package would basically be running you $499 a month. It's a lot more, but $300 of that is going to your Google ads. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And then the rest goes to your local listing and the other stuff that we're doing. With the $299 package with the Facebook ads, we'll allocate $100, so you'll never incur additional click fees because we're managing those Facebook ads.
Okay.
But I would encourage you.
What all am I getting with the $299?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No. You're okay. So what you're going to get is we're going to help you get verified through Google, create your Google business profile. We're going to optimize that profile, maintain it on the first page. We're going to manage it on there. Okay. We're going to do content creation.
Like,
yes, by your keywords.
When somebody searches like emergency plumber or something like that.
Yes, correct.
If that's a keyword.
Plumber near me, you know, drain cleaning, sewer repair, sewer replacement. Those are what we call keywords in search terms. So when they search up those
keywords. And do you guys help me with what search word or what keywords I want to use?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I was trying to do that and my head just started hurting.
I miss, you're like, I'm done. You're like, I got a headache.
Yeah.
Yes. With the local listing, you can utilize up to 14, I believe, or 15 keywords in search terms, and we can change them. They have the database, so they're going to tell you, like, which ones, because we want to make sure we're using the ones that are going to get you the most search results, right? Getting you within those search results. So, again, content creation on Bing. And then, as I mentioned, we're going to include the Facebook advertising. So if we're doing the Facebook ads, I'm going to encourage you to stop doing your Facebook ads. Because you're spending more money now, and it can hurt you more instead of helping you. Okay? If you want to continue doing your Google ads, that's fine. It's not interfering with what we're doing. Okay? Because it is
both
separate.
Both of those end tomorrow.
Oh, they do?
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just trying it out for a week to see.
For a week?
Kind of.
Were you looking at your results? Like, were you kind of tracking it?
Yeah.
Okay. And you didn't see much activity, huh?
Not really. And that's where I think that, like, the keywords and stuff like that, just, I don't know. I can replace your whole sewer system, but once you start talking about stuff on a computer, that's not my forte.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I think the same thing, too. It's so funny. My husband, like, you could tell me, like, he'll tell me, hey, I need you to go grab this tool, and he'll say it, and I'm looking at him like, okay, is that the one with the flat head, or is that the one that looks like a star? And he's like, Nadine, you don't know? And I'm like, that's not my specialty. Like, if you're asking me to clean the house or cook or whatever, like, I got that. Like, if you ask me to grab a utensil, I got that. But when you're asking me to grab the tool that you need, I mean, hello, I'm not a mechanic. I'm not a handyman, you know, and he just starts laughing. So I get that. Yeah, we're going to help you because we have the database. Our technicians, I'm going to tell you, Denzel, they're highly trained and certified. So what I love about our program, and let me just tell you this, is the real beauty of it is that you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system. You're not having to take our word for it that this program is working because you're going to be able to go in and track everything, how many phone calls you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search. You can track all of that. You can even see all your keywords. And if you ever want to update, make changes, run promotions, I mean, you can do any changes. You're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. We assist you with all of it, and it's all going to start with me. Okay. I am what's considered the lead on the account, but I recommend starting with this package. Now, Denzel, does that mean you can never do Google Ads with us? Yes, you can. Absolutely. At any time, if you want to upgrade and also have Google Ads included or maybe upgrade from the Facebook to the Google Ads, you can do that at any time. Okay. But I feel like this would be a good package for you to start with. And I say that because you're still very new. You know, let's start getting you more revenue generated, okay? Let's get that revenue going, and then if you want to upgrade, you have that option, okay?
Okay.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Okay. So first things first, what would be the best email for you, because this is where I send your receipt and this is where I send any correspondence from us, and I'm going to send you everything right now in writing.
Okay. It will be D as in dog, B as in boy, ASS, E as in every, T as in Tom, E as in every, at optimal, O-P,
T-I-M-A-L?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
S-E-W-E-R.
.com. Okay. .com. Is that Bassett?
Yeah.
D as in David Bassett?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. D Bassett. Yes.
Bassett. There you go. I was saying it a different way. Thank you. I don't like when I mess up the name. Even as a kid, when they would mess up my maiden name, I used to cringe. I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't pronounce the J. It sounds like a W, not a J.
Yeah. I'm used to Bassett because of like the Bassett sounds and stuff. So, yeah.
That's probably why I said it, because I thought, oh, like Bassett down. But it's Bassett. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Is that like French or something?
Yes, it's French.
I thought so. Okay. So here's what I'm doing right now. Denzel, I'm first sending you an email. I'm going to be sending you two of them.
Okay.
The first one that's going to come through is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to have everything detailed on what I said, what's included in the package. And then the second one is also going to come from me as well, and it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So that one's just going to give you an overview of our reporting system so you're familiar with how your reports will look when you're tracking your results. Okay?
Okay.
So both of them were coming from Nadine Medina. All right. And then, Denzel, how do you spell your name? Is it like the typical spelling, D-E-N-Z-E-L?
No, Z-Y-L. D-E-N-Z-Y-L.
Oh, okay, unique. D-E-N-Z-Y-L. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And your last name is, I'm assuming, Bassett?
Correct.
Okay. Exactly how it's spelled in the email. Got it. Okay. Now, the phone number that should be listed for the business, is that this number, the 253-304-1525?
Correct.
Okay. And that would also be the best number for us to contact you as well? Like with any updates?
I would say, yeah, you could call that.
Or what do you
prefer?
Do you
want to take a secondary contact? Do you want to take a secondary contact? Down.
I can. What number would you prefer that we call or like to use? Like I'm saying, like when we need to call you with an update or if we need something from you, what number do you prefer for us?
I would
us
say
to
give
call?
My or my personal 253.
Okay.
375.
Okay.
5491.
Okay. So the 253-375-5491. This is the number that we will use when we need to get in contact with you, okay?
Correct, that's but it. That's not being
okay.
listed, right?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Now, on this, the 5491 number, can you also receive text messages on that phone?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So any time that we correspond with you, we'll also send you a text, like, hey, we left you a message, or hey, we sent you an email, right? Or we might send you updates
okay.
via text. This is the number that we will use. That number is not going to show anywhere in association with your business online. The business phone number that's going to show is going to be the 253-304-1525. Okay? That'll always be the number
okay.
showing for your business. Okay. Perfect. I'm glad that we clarified that. Okay. Now, this is important. The way that you want the company name to read. Is it going to be Optimal Sewer, Anforstand, which is the and symbol, Drain? I see that there's an LLC. Do you want that included?
What's the legalities on that? I know on, like, all my legal, like, formation paperwork that says LLC, but I'm not sure if I don't want it included, but, like, the legalities.
It's an option.
If I need it included.
It's an option.
No, let's not include it.
You don't have to. Trust me. I know many businesses that are LLCs and they don't even include it. So it's really
okay.
an option. Okay. So I won't include it. And yeah, it's honestly, that's totally it's at your discretion. So we won't include it on there. We'll leave it off.
Yeah, I feel like
what
it takes
it?
Away from the name. Honestly.
I think so too. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, people are going to know you're an LLC or you're not. Like, I don't even know if that's going to make a difference for them. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Okay. Now, what address is it that you're using when you're doing the verification for the business? Is it the 204-2086th Avenue? Court
yes.
East?
Court East.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make
and
sure
that
to put all that address on
personal...
Home
Advisor. Yeah, so that's my personal residence address.
That's okay.
So, wait, you can see it on a Home Advisor? It's not supposed to be showing anywhere.
It's on Angie's list. Yeah. Home Advisor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
That's where,
I
saw the address. Yeah. I'm going
to
be honest with you. Everybody's address with them shows. So I'm going to tell
Does
you
it?
Though. Yeah. Everybody that I've seen listed on Angie's list, their address always shows, no matter what. Really weird. I don't
okay.
know what
I'm
what
actually
the whole
thinking about stopping to use Angie's.
And I don't know what their whole concept is behind that, but
yeah.
You know, I won't badmouth them, but I'll tell you this. Their process of how you pay per lead is really tough.
Yes.
Since
and
you're sharing
their lead prices are just so expensive for something that is getting shotgun. I mean, for what I do, typically the average lead is anywhere between 105 to 199.
Oh my
God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they're shotgunning it to probably 15 other companies, if not more. And so, if you're not
calling
within
say,
the first minute,
I was
going to
say two or
alert,
three. I was going to
no,
say
no, they're shotgunning. My previous company that I worked at for before opening my own, I was with them for 10 years, and I was in management and everything, so I saw all of, like, all the analytics behind the Home Advisor or Angie's List or whatever it is. And, yeah, they are sending it out to, like, 10 to 15 companies, and they send it out
At
the same time. And so
there's
been multiple customers this week that I've called to get scheduled, and they're saying, I can't even do anything on my phone right now because so many people are calling while I'm talking to you.
Are you serious?
And so, yeah, and there's some companies that are willing to give prices over the phone. Me personally, I don't really like giving prices over the phone because there's nothing forced. And telling somebody it's going to be this much and then you get out there and the information that they provided wasn't.
Well, it's kind of like you're being blind. You're asking me to give you a price on something that I can't even see. I don't know what's behind it once I take it apart. I don't know what it really looks like. I mean, it's even hard when they send you a picture. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know?
And what I'm dealing with is, like, excavation. And so with that, I got to go out there and I got to locate how deep it is. That all makes that price. And, so they say, I think it's 3 feet deep. Well, I mean, if it's 3 feet deep, like the price for a 3 feet dig, 3 foot deep dig versus a 5 foot deep dig is drastically different.
Yeah.
So
you're
you
like,
just shoot yourself
way
in
different.
The foot. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
for sure. Oh
I'm
man.
I'm definitely, I'm not the happiest with Angie.
But
it was one of those things where I knew that they get, there's a lot of homeowners that go on there, and so it was just one of those things that I wanted to give a try to see if I would be able to get a call. But I mean, I probably spent this week alone probably $1,000 on leads. I mean, I did get one job out of it for like $14,000, but
okay, so it paid for itself. So it paid for itself, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, other than that.
But how many did you have to go through to get to that one? Yeah. Okay. And is it going to always be like that? Like, are you always going to land a job like that would pay for itself? Yeah.
Correct.
Well, as long as you, I'm glad to hear you made that back, you know, but yeah, I understand their process is tough. So, and then your zip code, it's Spanaway and it's 98387, right?
Correct.
So 20420 86th Avenue Court East is what I see.
Yep. Spanaway,
okay.
98,
now, that address, we're going to have it hidden, okay? So that address is not going to show on Google. We'll make sure that it's hidden. You're not a storefront. You're what's considered a home office.
Okay.
You know, I was looking for your website. Was it under Optimal Sewer Drain LLC.com or?
OptimalSewer.com.
Okay.
Every time you click on it, it says that the domain's blocked. And so everybody that I've talked to, they all say that I should have bought my domain through Wix instead of buying it through Google, and that there is ways to fix it. But I mean, kind of back to the same thing of it makes my head hurt every time I even look at it.
So it's optimalsewer.com.
Correct.
That's so weird. I can't even, like, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it just goes to a black screen for me. I log into Wix, and it says that it's published, but then I try to type that in, and it says that the domain's blocked.
You used Wix?
For my website host, yes.
Huh. That's so weird. Interesting. Yeah, because I can't even see it. So how do we fix that then? Because you need your website to show.
I put in a call to Wix.
Okay.
And hoping that they can help me. If not, then I'm going to have to call Google and see if they can. I don't know. I mean, I bought the domain, so I don't understand.
You bought the domain from Google. Okay.
Yeah.
If in the event, okay, Denzel, let's just say you just can't even get that website. Like, it's just like, you know what I mean? But you bought the domain from Wix or from mm-hmm. Google? From Google, right?
From Google. Yeah.
Okay. If for some reason you can't retrieve the website, you're having all these issues, listen, we can include a website for you. It's not going to cost you more. I can get one included
okay.
for you if you'd like. Okay. I'd rather
take that deal. If
would you rather? Okay.
Yeah, just so then that way I can keep everything all
okay.
with one.
Why don't we just do
company.
That? Now I will say this, and I want to be super transparent with you. Let's just say, Denzel, because I'm transparent with everybody. That's just how I am in my personal life. I think sometimes that's why my kids don't talk to me, because I tell them like it is. But so if let's say in the event you decided you wanted to part ways, okay? You have the
uh-huh.
option with the website that we create. You could either pay $49 a month. We continue to host and maintain that website and manage it for you,
okay.
right? Or you could pay $99. The domain would be yours, but not the content, because then you would have to find someone to recreate the website and host it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
yeah.
those would be your options, okay, hon? Just so that way we're both on the same page, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Now all of my emails and everything are all set up through the Optimal
the G Suite
domain, through Google.
Do you have like what is it like a G Suite?
It's like Google Workspace. Or
Workspace.
Something like that.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
Do you still have the login and stuff to that, right?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. I will notate it in the account, because our team might be able to, because if as long as you have the Google Workspace, they might be able to help you with that. Okay, so that way you don't lose
okay.
those emails. Okay? So I'll notate that on the notes for the team when you have your client interview, so that way they can go more in depth with you on that. Because as long as you have that, then we would prefer to use that. You know what I mean? Especially because
cool.
it's your workspace. Okay. Now, Denzel, for the payment that you're making, the card that you're going to be using, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
I'm going to be using one that's in my name.
Okay.
Right now.
And how does your name read on that card?
Denzel Bissett.
Okay. And then same billing address?
Correct.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or
MasterCard.
Discover? All right.
MasterCard.
And I'm ready whenever you are.
It's going to be 5494.
Uh-huh.
2915.
Okay.
4131.
Uh-huh.
5567.
Expiration month and year.
7/28. And then the security is 774.
774. Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us. Okay. Now,
okay.
you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name. What do you prefer?
First pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Zeus.
Aw. Okay. So, I'm also going to do this too. So before I process your payment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection, okay? You spell Zeus, okay. Z-E-U-S, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure I was spelling it right. Okay. Now, the voice verification recording, what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's anything that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you, and then I want to rephrase it because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment, okay?
Okay.
Now, what I also want to do, too, while we're on the phone, I'm going to send you this text message. Now, this text that I send you, it's going to have our customer service department number. As I mentioned, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Denzel, anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, or you got a concern, you're going to contact customer service. Now, we're on the West Coast. We're in Cali. So we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, okay, Pacific Standard Time. Once you get this text, I would like you to please save the 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you never lose our phone number, okay? You always have it there.
Okay.
I think I sent it to you. Let me make sure I sent it to the right phone. yes, I sent it to the one that is with, okay. Now, if you look at that text, okay, I also already included your username and your password for your client dashboard. So your username is going to be the business phone number, okay? Your password is GoFriends, all lowercase, one word, and you could always update it to a password of your choice, okay? Do you see that there in the text? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, okay, Denzel, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Optimal Sewer and Drain.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Denzel Bassett, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update, and you're like in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the phone, right? All we're asking is that to please at least contact us within 24 business hours, okay? Now, let's just say that you get a call from another company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. I want you to be aware that they are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money. Okay?
Okay.
Even if someone, let's say someone called you and, you know, said they're Local Splash, what I want you to do moving forward, Denzel, is always ask, what's my security question? Because if they hang up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay. So what's my security question?
Yes. You just say, what's my security question? If it's us calling, we're going to tell you it's your first pet's name. And then you're going to say Zeus.
Okay.
If they hang up on you, then you're like, okay, it was a local splash calling. Save me from talking. Right?
Yeah.
We do it to protect you. Okay.
Probably now, one of the most annoyingest things is how much my phone's been ringing with people like pinning me.
It is
going to
get like that. And that's why we're super careful with you to let you know. Just be aware. Okay. So now in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, also keep in mind that we're already aware, like you and I already talked about what you've been doing previously. So if you ever wanted to do other online marketing, just give us a call first so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 1st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means that your second payment will be charged on September 1st, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time, because what will happen is, let me go back. Once your term is completed, okay, then your agreement is just going to automatically renew each month on the first day in the discounted amount of $299. So you always know that the first of the month you'll be charged $299. Now you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number I texted you to say, 877-635-6225. So if you choose to pause or cancel the account, what we ask is that make sure that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay, so you just call and say, hey, I need to cancel the account or I need to pause it, and then we'll cancel it or pause it. Okay, that way you don't get billed on that date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I did want to run this by you because finance is giving you an option, okay? They're offering you, like, for example, if you want to pay for what we call a 3-month prepaid, okay, they are offering it to you at $700, and that will cover you for 3 months. They are also offering, if you want to pay upfront, like a prepay of 6 months, 6 months is $1,300, and then for the year is $2,500. These give you more of a significant savings, and you're not having that bill come out every month. So I just wanted to share that with you because it is something that finance sent over if you were interested in any of those options. Otherwise, it'll be the month-to-month.
I'm a numbers girl.
If you want, I can break it down for you like this. Even the 3 month, right? 700. Let's say for the next 3 months, you're paying $299, right? And you paid the $99 setup fee. Well, now you would, at the end of 3 months, you would have invested $996. Okay? So basically, if you pay $700, it's giving you 3 months. So you're saving, what is it, $296, which is an option, okay? Even if you don't do it now, you can always ask me, like, you can contact me and say, hey, Nadine, would any of those offers be available for me? You know, we would just have to do it, like, it would be based off of from, like, your next month or what have you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? Okay, so we're good with doing the month-to-month, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me do this. I'm the type, if I can save money, great. But sometimes it doesn't really make sense for me at the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let me tell you, so the website that we're going to build for you, this website, it's going to have automatic SEO settings. It is a Google-compliant, mobile-friendly website. We can add videos, reviews from your clients. We can set it up where if you want clients to book appointments with you through that site or do a live chat box on there, we can do that too, okay? So there's a lot that
okay.
we can do with that site that's going to be included for you. So let me just
Perfect.
Go here. And then I'll probably only need, like, maybe 5 more minutes of your time, and then we should be all set. Let me just go
okay.
here. All right. Now, in a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email, and it's going to be sent to you as well in a text message, and we'll go over that in a couple minutes. How does your schedule look? So for your client interview, what we're going to do is block out an hour. And
okay.
the client interview could take about 30, 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have, but I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
I could do, what time do you guys open?
We open at 7 in the morning. So let me tell you, do you want me to tell you like what times I have open and then you can
yeah.
figure which one works best for you maybe? Maybe that might be easier.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go here. All right. So tomorrow, of course, I have a 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3
to
4. 8 to 9. Okay. You're like, knock it out early. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Denzel, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 8 and 9 o'clock tomorrow, and we're going to call you from an 877 number. So I just need you to make sure that you are answering all calls within that hour. I'm going to send you a reminder
okay.
an hour before your interview. Now, if for some reason you need 5 or 10 more minutes, I'm going to ask you to just pick up the call and let us know. Call me back in 5, call me back in 10 minutes. We'll call you right back. I just don't want you
okay.
to miss this interview because the sooner we get you through it, okay, the faster we're moving. Okay?
Okay.
And then let me just go back to edit this because I'm going to make sure that they call your personal phone number.
It all comes to the same phone.
Oh, it does? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they can call either number.
Okay. All right. Let me just put that in there, and then I'll kind of highlight it on the other back office part of it so that they know, too. Let me save it here. Okay. Now, we're going to be going over a few notes. This is just for my technicians, so that way they know where to start from, okay? So let me
okay.
do this, and then we're almost done. I hope we didn't call you in the middle of a job.
No, I just got home, actually.
Oh, okay. You're like, I'm really trying to eat and relax, and you got me on the phone here, Nadine. Okay, hon. So, under your services, what do you want me to list on here? This is just to give them an idea, and then they're going to go over more in detail with you on the keywords. So, obviously, sewer replacement, sewer repairs.
Yes. Trench lift. I would say... Sewer traditional, sewer repair, sewer replacement, trenchless replacement.
Trenchless
yeah.
replacement. Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you guys do that. I don't even know how you do it, period. Trenchless replacement. Uh-huh.
And then camera service, drain cleaning.
Okay.
Water line repairs and replacements, trenchless or traditional.
You said traditional or trenchless, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you do emergency?
And then plumber. Yes, emergency. Work 24/7.
Okay. residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Preference is residential.
Do you want both or just residential for now?
Just residential for now.
Okay. And you're licensed and insured, or are you in the process?
Licensed, insured, and bonded.
Good for you. And I know you mentioned you have, it's the business Facebook page, right?
Correct. And then okay. I do have a business Instagram, too.
Oh, you do you have them linked?
Yes.
Do you have them linked together? Okay, perfect. I was going to tell you, if you don't, have them linked, because you know when, if we're,
so
if
my personal account is on there, too.
Okay.
I just
That's okay.
That.
No one's going to see your personal account. Let me
okay.
see. You're under Optimal Sewer and Drain. Okay, you have the LLC on there. But, yeah, no one's going to see your personal account. So the reason that you see it is because in order for you to create your business one, you had to do it through your personal one. You know what I mean? Oh, I like your logo,
yeah.
by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. You know what might be another good program for you, too, and I don't even know if you've heard of it, called Google
yeah.
Guaranteed. You see them at the very tippy top of the page, and it has a green check mark next to it. Have you seen
okay.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Google Guaranteed, as I'm jotting down your notes, I'll run it by you quickly. Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created where you pay per lead, but the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not going to share it with anyone. These are not like Angie's leads. This is like complete opposite, okay? But the leads are actual phone calls that you don't share with anyone. They're only being sent to you. Now, there are requirements, okay, for the plumbing. So what they require is a background check. So they just want to make sure you don't have any felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors
uh-huh.
or DUIs, okay? And they yep. go back 7 years, just an FYI. They require yep. that you have at least 5 Google reviews, which we can help you get that with your Google business profile. Now, they do require, it looks like, I don't know if this is the one you carry, there's a Washington State Plumbing Specialty Contractor one.
Uh-huh.
There's
yes,
also the Washington
Sewer Service.
Is that the one that you're carrying?
Yep,
this one says
B-O-B-L-A-L
something I was looking at. I can get exactly what it is because I want to make sure that it would be. There's also process piping, state broiler one, the electrical contractor one, general contractor. I would rather get clarification than exactly which one it is, but what I love about this program, and they also require your insurance, okay? The thing
mm-hmm.
is there's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out. We push it through to Google to get it approved. It takes 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, but once you're approved, we would call you to let you know that you've been approved and to see when you want the leads turned on, okay? So just
okay.
to kind of give you a rough idea for the plumber, and that one will allow you to target wherever you want. If you want to cover the whole state, you can, which I don't recommend. It's too far out. But
yeah.
For the plumber, plumber's not too bad either in your area. California, man, you don't even want to know what those guys pay. So the leads, okay, basically your minimum monthly budget when you turn on the leads is $730, but this is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Each lead is $56. Okay. So as you get a call
okay.
that comes in, it's going to deduct the $56. Now, let's say you only got one lead in the month, and I've never seen that happen, right? Google, what they're going to do is what's left over in your budget rolls over to the next month. So the next month, you're not paying $730 again. You're only paying $56 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Okay. If someone calls you to remove a tree, that's an unqualified lead. It's not within your services. They credit it back. If someone called you 2 hours away and you don't accept that job, it's an unqualified lead because it's outside of your service area. If someone
okay.
called you to solicitate you or to see if you were hiring, unqualified leads, Google will credit it back. The only time that it is considered a qualified lead is if you gave an estimate over the phone or if you set an appointment to give an estimate, that is a qualified lead.
Okay.
Now, they call it Google Guaranteed because Google also puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. Okay. It's almost as if like Google's guaranteeing your work. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you're going on vacation for a few days, if you are bombarded with work, you just call us and say, shut off the leads. We shut them off. We cannot turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. And even if you turned them off and you had only gotten two leads, well, when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off.
Okay.
Okay. So that's why they call it Google Guaranteed. Make sense?
Yeah.
It is completely opposite of the, of the Angie's leads. I'm going to tell you, before you even do Google Ads, I'm going to highly suggest you do Google Guaranteed. I wouldn't even recommend Google Ads for you, to be quite honest. Google Guaranteed would be the best option if you went that route. So if that's something you're interested in, I'll send you everything on that too.
Yeah, is that something that, like, say, like, I can think about it over, like, the weekend and everything, and then
oh my gosh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to send you the email with everything on it that we discussed with the breakdown of the pricing. But yeah, if you called me next week, just make sure you call me and I can get you set up with that. The only thing that you would be paying is just the application fee, which is $250. That's all you would be paying. You're not going to be charged for the leads. And even like once you get approved, let's say you can decide at that time, you know what? Cancel out my Facebook ads. I only want Google Guaranteed, and you can do that. And you can always increase how many leads you're getting. We start you off with a minimum. That doesn't mean you can't ask, like, hey, now I want 20 leads a month. If that was the case, then your minimum monthly budget changes, but not your cost per lead. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
On your Facebook ads.
I definitely want to.
That's what I'm going to tell you. It's something you should think about. Once I send you the information, look it all over. If you have questions about it, feel free and contact me. That's what I'm here for, okay?
Okay.
Now, your target for your Facebook ads, do you want to target with the counties or do you want me to put a mile radius? What do you prefer?
Pierce and King County.
Pierce and then King County?
Yes.
So Pierce County and King County, okay. And then when we communicate with you, Denzel, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text.
Phone and text. Okay. And 24/7 is your hours of operation?
Correct.
I didn't want to assume, but I know you said that earlier. So 24/7. Okay. And what forms of payments do you take? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App?
I take cash, check, all credit, all major credit cards.
Okay.
Venmo. And that's it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, awesome. Now, the last two things that I do want to go over with you. So, if you look at your phone or even at your emails, I need you to find, there's two of them. One is going to say action photos needed to get verified, and the other one is going to say initial invoice. Whichever one you find first. There's going to be a bunch of them, hon, that you're going to see there.
Yeah, so I got the one with free website listing scan.
Okay, there should be
the
one
client
that
says dashboard and analytics.
Okay.
Initial invoice.
That one. Go ahead and open that one up. Now, it'll go on to say, hello, Denzel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
You're going to click on that. Now, what it's going to do, it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're going to scroll to where you see where it says mobile phone. And then make sure it's your phone number listed there, that we have your number in there, the one that we can text.
How far is it down?
It should be towards the bottom, hon.
Oh, okay.
If you scroll towards the bottom, do you see it?
I'm still looking for it. SMS communication?
Yes. So do you see where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number there?
No.
Are you on the terms and condition?
Yes.
Okay, keep scrolling down towards the bottom. You're going through the services listed. Keep scrolling. Do you see where there's
mobile phone and then yes, my phone number?
Okay, perfect. The two boxes underneath of that, you're going to click on the one that says, I agree to receive text messages to this phone, which is text messages mm-hmm. from us. And then on the other one, you're checking the box. So you're going to click in the box because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided and that your information is true and correct. And then at the very bottom, it's asking you to type your name exactly as it reads there, just your first and last name. And then you'll okay. click on confirm signature. So when you do that, it's going to take you to a page that'll say username and password. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, I see it.
Beautiful. Okay. So this is where you go in and track your results with us. Okay. So even if you log in right now, you're not going to really see anything because the technician's got to set that all up. Okay. Now there's another one that I need you to find that'll say action photos needed to get verified, to get your Google business verified.
Yes.
You unclog drains too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Do you ever, like, replace, like, I don't know, fixtures, like toilets, repair toilets, anything like that? Or not too much your forte?
No, I do it. Yeah, I do, like, light plumbing, like interior plumbing. But
okay.
My specialty is everything underground.
But I mean, like, you replace a toilet or repair it, would you do that or not so much?
Yeah, if I was there for it.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
know if I would really advertise.
Want to call for that? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. You're like, yeah, I don't know.
But like if I was doing a job for them, then yeah.
Yeah, then of course. Yeah, then that would definitely make sense. Okay, great. Did you find that one, hon?
Yes, I'm on it right
okay,
now.
Okay, beautiful. So basically we send you a list, okay? This is a list
okay.
of items that we need photos of, okay? So send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work truck, or your work van with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of your business license, your business insurance, okay?
Are these pictures going to be going online?
No.
Or is this just for verification?
This is just for the verification.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just for the verification. The reason that we ask you for these is because this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster.
Okay.
Okay? So whatever items you do have, send them. Whatever ones you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay? And
work vehicle, I only own a trailer right now. I'm using my personal truck for my work.
That's
truck
okay.
Right
that's
now.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
If that's what you use,
all right,
then take a picture of it. Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
With the trailer hooked up if you want. Okay. It's just showing them that, yes, you're a legitimate business. Okay. So whatever's on that list, send what you can, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay. And just an FYI, so I was looking through to see exactly what license it is for the Google Guaranteed. So you either have to have the Washington State General Contractor License or they want the Washington State Plumbing Specialty Contractor Registration. Either one of those.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have those.
Okay.
Let me actually look.
Take a look.
Yeah, I want to say, I know I have the stuff for sewers and water lines. Here it is right here. I got construction